This is Stephen Strang. There's a lot going on in our country. We've got to know how to view it through the lens of faith. And who better to help us than my guest today, evangelist Kenneth Copeland. You won't want to miss what he says about what's going on in our country, and especially with our president, Donald Trump.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Strang Report. I am so honored to have Kenneth Copeland as my guest. I've done podcasts with him before, and when he had an ambush interview by Inside Edition, I did just an opinion piece on my podcast, and it must have really caught on because it was the biggest podcast I've ever had. And I just decided that I wanted to interview Kenneth Copeland from time to time to get his wisdom on what's going on. And I was actually surprised on some of the things he shared in this interview that I recently recorded with him. And so listen to what he has to say about walking in faith. And then I'll be back at the end with a few observations. Brother Copeland, your ministry has spanned over 5 decades. You've seen a lot, and you've learned to live by faith, and you've taught others to live by faith. With everything that's going on in the country and seeing things, how they've changed from the 1960s when you first got started to, you know, all of the talk of impeachment and the other things that are going on in our country now, what can you give me and my listeners a perspective on what's going on and how we can walk in faith?
Stephen, the first thing you have to remember, this country belongs to Jesus. It was formed by people that loved him with the very purpose of worshiping him and worshiping our Heavenly Father. That's why it was formed. The first act of Congress was to dedicate this nation to God. So you have to keep that in perspective. It belongs to him. Now, we've come a long, long ways. And it's like climbing a mountain. We're pushing at the top of this thing. Satan is losing it, and he knows it, and he's pulling all the stops trying to destroy this thing, because this is the cradle of the gospel. We know from the Bible, and we know in our hearts, he can't do it. Now, my perspective of this, and I've seen it change, like you said, over a lot of years, I believe with all my heart, from the things I've heard and the things I've seen, this nation is being reborn. And all this trouble, this hatred and stuff that's going on, these are just symptoms. What else do you expect out of the devil? Of course that's what he's going to do if he can get people to do it. It's all of this trouble, Stephen, are birth pangs for the rebirth of this nation. Glory be to God. And we're moving into that area right now in this country. So you don't want to always look on the downside of it. Look on the upside. Read the back of the book, brother. We win. And so I seriously believe that's where we are.
Well, that's so encouraging, because you certainly don't get that feel looking at the general culture and watching the press. It seems that the march toward the left, as I'll call it, where really almost anything goes, and where Christians and the Bible is marginalized, and a lot of believers are kind of going soft or kind of liberal. Of course, this has been going on, you know, long before our time, but
oh, sure.
It almost seems like it's inevitable, but yet you're saying exactly the opposite. Now, for the average Christian believer trying to navigate all this, if we really believe this, we could just sit back and take it easy and say, well, this is inevitable. Jesus is going to win.
No, sir. No, sir.
That's what I wanted to know.
No, sir. Even though we know we win the war, we got to fight the fight.
Amen.
Faith is never just sits down. Faith without corresponding action is dead. Faith without coming in the realm of the Spirit and fight the good fight of faith. If there's a good fight of faith, that means there's enemies to faith. Now, you don't look at people, Stephen. You look in the spirit realm. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and wicked spirits in the heavenly. There's where our enemies are. And that's where our attack is. We attack those spirits. And we pray every day, according to 1 Timothy chapter 2. We pray for all men. We pray for kings and all that are in authority, that the church live in peace and honesty and godliness. This is where our prayer time is. This is where we intercede and take the time to pray for Donald Trump, to take the time to pray for Mike Pence. I mean, spend time at it. If you have to get up 4 o'clock in the morning, and I get up early every morning, and I pray first of all, for kings, for all that are in authority. That's first. And then I pray for my partners. Then I pray for my family. But hey, Stephen, I was reading it today. In fact, let me open my Bible right quick to the first chapter of the book of Isaiah, because this is so key. Stephen, this is what this election is all about. This is where we are. It's why we do what we do. Verse 24, I will ease me of mine adversaries and avenge me of mine enemies. I will turn my hand upon thee and purely purge away thy dross and take away all thy tent. I will restore thy judges. That's what this is about. It's judges, as at the first, and thy counselors, or the Congress, as at the beginning. Afterward, you shall be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. The politicians make all the noise, and they make all the news, and then the presidents. And that, I'm not putting that down at all. But underlying there, the politicians come and go every 4 years. Judges are for life. They're the ones that affect our lives. They're the ones that say who kills babies and who doesn't. They're the ones who say we're going to go for sexual perversion or we're going to go towards the Word of God. And that's the reason people need to be prayed. But Stephen, you can pray all you want to, brother, but that doesn't do any good if you don't vote.
Boy, that's a message we need to get out, because the statistics that you hear battered around is that only, about half of the people that would call themselves born-again Christians, people that have actually professed faith in Jesus Christ, even bother to vote. A lot of them haven't even registered to vote. And, this is a passivity that has been in the Spirit-filled community going all the way back to the early days of Pentecost, when the early Pentecostals were actually pacifists. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't serve in the war during World War I. Now, all that's kind of changed. But when it comes to Christians standing up in Washington and so forth, it's usually kind of the fundamentalists and the middle-of-the-road evangelicals, although we're evangelicals too. But it seems that the Spirit-filled community has kind of been in the background, at least until recently. And it was some of the friends of Paula White Cain, who is a powerful Pentecostal preacher herself, who were some of the first ones to kind of back Donald Trump and seem to be a little bit more in the forefront. But just give me your observations, because as I remember, you were on one of the very first videos that went on YouTube of some leaders praying for him, and somebody sent it to me just a month or two after he decided he would run, and I was shocked, because I had been around several presidents with the other Christian leaders, and they never even offered a prayer, let alone lay hands and pray on these important people. It's almost like, it's not polite to touch them. But yet they were praying, and I remember that you prayed a prophetic prayer, some other people prayed. Just tell me about your experiences.
Well, wisdom is the principal thing. When we went to that meeting, at that time, I was a Ted Cruz guy.
As I was.
I didn't understand how prophetic this was. Paula invited us all up to pray and lay hands on him, and she asked me to start, and others prayed also. I had my hands on his back, just below his shoulder. He's a big man. I had my hands on him, and I began to pray like he was already president. And the first thing I prayed was, Lord, give this man wisdom, for no one can be successful in this job without the wisdom of God. Now,
let's fast forward, and this will help people. This will help, but this will help particularly spirit-filled people. As you know, Stephen, someone asked him, what would you like to be remembered for? He said, I want to be remembered as the president that prayed more than any other president for me.
Boy, that is profound.
Isn't that something? And there's people in that White House praying, laying hands on him all the time. And so he says things and does things that we think, why did he say that? Listen, we don't know what's going on in that office. We don't know what's going on. We think we do, but dear Lord, we know absolutely nothing because we're not behind those circles. We're not hearing what he's hearing. Now, I'm going to say something here that's just purely my, I mean, you've got your opinion of it, but think about this a minute. He's done some things there in, with Turkey and all that. Stephen, he meant it when he said, I'm putting America first. He meant it when he said, I'm not going to spill our men's blood. I'm not going to do it. I'm putting America first. And I can almost hear what's going on in his mind. I don't care what they think about me. I'm not getting embroiled in another war over there that I can't get out of for another 10 years. Now, like I said, hey, this is just me. But, I've got the Spirit of God. So what I'm trying to impress people is here to trust that wisdom that's working in him, not what you see on Fox or anybody else. Trust that wisdom that we prayed for him to have, and we believe he has it, then let him run with it.
Boy, I think that's very wise counsel because, even discerning Christians are influenced to some extent by what they hear in the news. I mean, it's almost impossible to not be affected some. And you're right, we don't know what's happening. And in conversation, I've told people, I think a lot of the politicians are playing checkers and they expect President Trump to play checkers and he's playing chess. So he's moving the players on the chessboard in a way you wouldn't move on a checkerboard, but he kind of knows what he's doing. And as chess players often do, are thinking 2, 3, 4, 5 steps ahead. And I believe that he is led by the Spirit of God. I really do. He's not perfect, but neither are any of the rest of us. I mean, the Bible says we see through a glass darkly, but he has such perception of the importance of certain things, much more than the average politician, especially when it comes to religious freedom, when it comes to things like the Johnson Amendment, which should have never been passed back in 1954. And I've never even heard another politician say that it should be repealed. But when it was explained to him as the reason why all these preachers couldn't really back him, he'd never heard of it, he said immediately, that's wrong. That is stifling your freedom of speech. And he has moved to try to change that. And that's just one example of where he just got it. Nobody had to draw him a picture.
Yeah. Amen. I'll tell you something else, Steve, that moves me. And this is something I'm seeing in the spirit realm. Donald Trump, never been a politician in his life. Born again man. Scott Morrison, Prime Minister of Australia. Born again, Holy Ghost baptized, Word of God believer. Never been a politician in his life. And then you come... You come to the president of Mexico, and these men have never been politicians. What about the new president of the Ukraine? He was an actor. He's never been a politician. Can you see what God's doing?
It's amazing, isn't it?
Isn't this an amazing thing? Well, now, look at the widescreen plan here, and you can see what God's doing. He's pulled in people that are not politicians first. These people are like Ronald Reagan. In fact, I have a man that's been with me for many, many, many years, and he was raised in the Ukraine. And he was telling me today, he's on our television crew, and he was telling me today, he said the whole country said, he's like Reagan, let's vote for him. Think about that. But this is a widescreen look at what's happening. Stephen, when you've got a broad look at God's will and God's plan and what he's doing in the earth. And the United States and Israel are the prime triggers to that plan. He's not going to just sit by and let this country be overrun. Now, where my faith is in Jesus and in the Holy Spirit, and not just with Christian people in general, he is going to stir up people to vote that have never voted before, just like he did in 2016. I mean, he stirred up the church, he stirred up the cowboys, he stirred up the hillbillies, he stirred up people all over this nation. And you better watch out, because they're going to get stirred again, brother. The Democratic Party will see to that.
I'm sure you're right. And as we wrap up the podcast, and I so appreciate you fitting this in today, I'll give you the last word.
My word to Christian people, if you don't vote, shut up. You don't have any comment for 4 years. Just keep your mouth shut, or anybody else, but mostly the Christian people. That ballot is your seed. Now, even whichever way you believe God's telling you to vote, even if you vote for the wrong one, if you believe you're following God, then that ballot is your seed, and you did it before him. Whichever side you voted for, you voted, and that vote is blasphemous. Now, if you don't vote, you automatically voted against the will of God. You have to think about that. You automatically voted against the will of God. That's a vote for the other side. Father, thank you. Stephen, we're a voting nation. We're a godly nation, in spite of what others have said. There's still more of us than there are them. Amen. It's time for people to take the time and pray. Intercede, pray, put your money where your mouth is, support the candidates. I mean, get on the telephone, get people registered to vote, start something in your church where you get people, everybody in your church ought to be registered to vote. I mean, every one of them. Pastors, do something about it. Get over this business of not being able to talk politics in church. Thank God to Jesus and Donald Trump, you can get up there and say whatever you want to. But take hold. Take hold with your faith. Be active. Talk about it everywhere you go. You go into Walmart, talk to somebody about voting, praise God. Talk to somebody about our president and what he's done for us. Well, people argue with him. Well, just smile. Don't argue. Just smile. Tell him, well, thank you, but I believe he's a man. I believe he's a man. Don't argue with anybody. Nobody wins an argument. I believe he's our man. I believe he's it. But talk it. Talk it. Talk it all the time. Hey, we got over a year here. Talk him up. Talk him up. Talk good about him. Talk about him everywhere you go. Talk about him on the bus. Talk about him in the stores. Talk about him at church. Talk about him at work. Talk about him all the time to people. I'll pray for him in the morning and talk about him all day. And it'll pay off. You wait and see.
Well, Kenneth Copeland is so articulate. He has spent all these years articulating things. He has such wisdom. I hope you enjoyed this interview. I hope you'll share it with others. My podcasts are beginning to take off, I'm happy to say. I just recently passed a milestone, and that is in 2019. We've already had more than 1 million downloads. And this is double what had come in 2015, 16, 17, and 18 put together. So thanks be to God. And part of it is because I'm getting good interviews with some people such as Kenneth Copeland and recently Dennis Prager and a lot of other people. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being loyal. Tune in again for another great podcast on The Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you. This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50 plus 2 years of charisma, which costs around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now let me repeat, you get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. It's trumpbooks.charismamag.com.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.